The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Jim Finley here on Christmas Eve.
Hey, Jeff, should we invite Toby to come hang out with us?
Yeah, Toby, you got to come out there with us. Give Toby, he'll be drinking some orange juice, but he can vibe out with us.
You ever met Cody?
Cody
Shook.
Yeah, once or twice.
Cody come to my house with his own orange juice, and he looks at the vodka, and he drinks, in about 15 minutes, he'll drink half a bottle.
So he ain't messing around.
He doesn't sip screwdrivers. He just, I'm like, dude, you're going to kill yourself, man.
Hey, that's not my cup of tea, but more credit to him.
We'll have some coffee for you.
Okay.
I have everything you need. Water, coffee, juices. If you want to go down the wild side, we got all that too, Jeff.
Got everything you could ever need.
Oh, yeah.
I want to get into NFL power rankings here in just a second, but I like this comment I saw in the stream. Adrian Green said, can we one day see the Commanders, Caps, Nats, and Wizards be good in the same season? Don't think that's ever happened in the DMV.
Well, you know what? You talk about getting a great gift. That would be the biggest gift I've ever had in my life.
It would be fantastic, wouldn't it?
Hell yeah.
It looks like the Commanders are going in the right direction.
Like Boston.
Caps are awesome. I don't know that. Wiz got a ways to go.
Remember Boston when the Celtics, Patriots, the Red Sox took care of some things, and also the Bruins. So I would love to see that.
Yeah, it'd be fun. It'd be fun to have. Heck, it'd be fun to have the Wiz good for once.
I think they're on their way though. But it's like they are really tearing it down. They tore it down all the way, and they're rebuilding the foundation.
The tough part for the Wiz was they were already terrible, and then they finally decided to start the rebuild.
Well, you know, they hired the right person because the other people were just saying what people wanted to hear instead of saying
exactly
what they needed
right.
to hear.
Exactly
this
right.
This new crew came in and told Ted what he needed to hear.
Exactly right.
Not what he wanted to hear.
But at least with Washington, the Commanders, it seems like they're going in the right direction. Let's take a look at the power rankings for this week. Who do you think's at the bottom, B-Mitch? Who do you think's
all
number 32?
Can't be worse than the Giants.
Is the New York Giants.
Yeah.
At 32. Here's what's interesting. If they get the first overall pick, who do you think they take? They taking Shador?
Yeah, they may take Shador, Deion.
Deion's going to be head coach of the New York
Deion
Giants?
And Deion's going to say, you got to get rid of Shane, and they're going to have everything new there.
That's what I'm saying. I think it'd be intriguing. I like Shador, the prospect.
I would love to see it.
I mean, can you imagine?
They have to go with a quarterback. It got to be Shador or Cam Ward.
Yeah, the spotlight, Shador in New York.
Has been in the spotlight since he was a kid.
He was already throwing passes to Malik Nabers.
In the spotlight since he was a kid, dog.
It's true.
Because he was with his dad all the time, and he understands that. He knows how to live that.
It wouldn't be too much for him, but
they would have to live with the media, though.
Exactly. It might be a little too much for everybody else dealing with it. Top team is still the Kansas City Chiefs. No shocker there.
Whoa. Kansas City had fallen out of the top spot.
Well, they're top now.
They moved them back up over the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, they moved them back up. So they were number two last week. They moved them back up to number one.
All right.
No shock there.
14-1, what the hell do you expect?
Well, and they talk about the rookie of the year. I think they listed who some of the top rookies are for each of these teams. Xavier Worthy is really starting to come on the last couple of weeks. It feels like their rookie out of Texas, that speedy wide receiver. It
and
seems
Hollywood
like
Brown is back too.
I thought he was done for the year with that shoulder injury, and then he just came back.
He came back. So you have both those two guys there. They now have Pacheco back. And what's my name?
D-Hop.
D-Hopkins. See, everyone was like, oh, well, they're not as good anymore. Their best players were hurt. Their best receivers were hurt.
Well, they're 14-1.
Now they're back as the playoffs are about
to
start.
And by the way, this drives me a little bit nuts. What is good coaching to you, B. Mitch? To me, good coaching is playing to what your strengths are, right? People are complaining because their offense isn't explosive anymore. It's because they don't have the guys anymore like they used to. Tyreek Hill's gone. They're a defensive football team now, though.
But guess what?
They've got the dudes on that side.
We went through their schedule the other day, and we went through all the scores. They don't have to score more than 16, 15 in a game because their defense is not allowing very much. That's what the problem. See, football is too offense-centric. You have to play defense as well.
100%. I forget where the stat was. I forget what teams were on it. But the Chiefs were on the list with, like, the worst teams in the league of teams that have not scored 30 yet this year. And they're 14-1.
So, everybody listening to me, you know, you've heard of Darryl Green. So, I grew up watching
Who that?
If you don't know who Darryl Green is, you should stop working in sports media. So when I got to Washington in 1990, I said, dude, how fast are you? Because I watched him in the Wide World of Sports, the fastest man.
Oh, yeah.
He ran like a 6.0-something in one race and a 6.29 in another race. And he said, well, I run as fast as the guy I'm running against. So basically what Kansas City is doing is this. You run a 5-flat, they run a 4.99.
Mm-hmm.
You run a 6-flat, they run 5.99. They just score enough to beat you. Why run a 5-flat when you ran a 6-flat and exert all that extra energy? I can save that for later on. And Pat has done just enough. The defense has been great, but Pat does just enough in the end to beat you. Now he got his horses back. If they start scoring 42 and the defense is playing like this, people got problems, don't they?
I mean, we're not talking about 3 in a row. We're talking about 4 in a row.
But that's what I'm saying.
We're talking about 5.
If they start scoring high numbers now,
yeah.
Hell, they went up to Buffalo and they lost the game, but they were right there at the end. What if they could score more points now? And their defense plays just a little better because in that game, defense was on the field a lot.
Well, and this is the thing that, you know, people talk about this past Sunday with Washington, and you talk about it with Kansas City and say, well, they get lucky all the time. You got to be in the position for the breaks to fall your way. Sometimes it's going to go that way. You talk about drops happen in football. Guys get hurt. That's not luck. It's football.
Unlucky people are those who don't do what they need to do to make sure that they give themselves an opportunity to have a chance to win.
Absolutely.
Lucky people are those who give themselves that opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, the reason they're lucky is they're in every ball game. You look at Washington, how many times did they have a Devontae Smith drop, but it didn't matter because they're down by 4 touchdowns?
Yeah.
Like, it happens all the time, but when you're in it, things go your way.
I just got this text. This little thing on social media where this, you know, all the Eagles fans are saying, way to beat a backup quarterback.
They won a Super Bowl with a backup.
No. This guy sent this thing in. It is the funniest thing in the world. Where if you look at the amount of backup quarterbacks that they have played over the years here in Washington, it's about 20 to 30 people.
I mean, heck, the starting quarterbacks here were backup quarterbacks. So, I mean, they were playing Taylor Heineke a couple of times. He's a backup quarterback. Number 2 on the list is Detroit Lions. I don't think any shock there. Philly drops from 1 down to 3. Buffalo's at 4. Minnesota's at 5. I'm curious, how real of a threat do you think they are? Is it something where, you know, they're a really good football team. They get into it, and then they fold when they face a good team. But, I mean, Sam Darnold's played really well. Kevin O'Connell's been spectacular.
See, that's the thing that troubles me. Kevin O'Connell has played, has been great. Sam Darnold has been very, very good. But he's had some little hiccups.
Yeah.
And his defense, like, backs him up. When they get in the playoffs, every team you're playing is good. Will the defense be enough to overcome some of his hiccups? Because, listen, even people that are supporting Sam Darnold right now, they're probably going in their bathroom saying, you know, they're doing the rosary and they giving the, you know, the trilogy. dropping on their knees because, God, when is he going to wake up?
Because mm-hmm.
when you haven't been that for such a long time, people don't believe you could keep doing it.
No, until you prove me wrong, right? Until you prove, and he might, but that defense also scares me.
That's all the backup quarterbacks that they play.
Yeah, it looks like it's a jersey collection of like 30 plus. Where they, yeah, exactly right. That's what Philly's been playing. But with Minnesota, Brian Flores and that defense is intriguing to me. I don't know that I want to face them because they run a very unique
Flores
style.
Flores is a damn good coach, bro.
He's incredible. And you talked about this earlier, about like analytics and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We talk all the time about innovation on the offensive side, right? We remember last year when they were running the cheetah motion down to Miami and these different yeah. things. There's hardly ever innovation on the defensive side, it feels like. Brian Flores yeah. is doing that this year. He did it last year with that defense. He's got the guys to do it. So they're running different stuff that you just don't see anyone else run.
In this day and age, if you can affect what an offense does on a regular basis like he's done this year, that shows that if we start talking about coach of the year, we got to stop just thinking the guy be the head coach all the time.
Yeah.
That D coordinator right there is doing as much for that team. He is having more of an impact than Kevin O'Connell right now this year.
Well, and by the way, I mean, for as little as it feels like the Chiefs are getting the credit that they deserve for 14-1, the Vikings are 13-2, and no one views them as real.
Because of their quarterback.
13-2, and they don't get viewed as real.
We either overhype you or underhype you based off of your quarterback.
Number 6 is Baltimore. Number 7, Green Bay. 8, Pittsburgh. Number 9, we finally get to Washington, just above Houston, who's at 10.
Wasn't Washington 8 last week?
They were 10 last week, according 10. To this one. I think maybe this is a little different one than we usually look at, but regardless, Washington up to 9 here. I think that's about right. You know, the reality is they've still only beat one really good team, and that was a heck of a win to beat the Eagles last week.
But there were teams that they beat that had winning records at the time.
Sure.
When they beat them.
And you don't want to take anything away. I'm not trying to take anything away, but like Pittsburgh's ahead of them. They lost to Pittsburgh. Green Bay, they haven't played Green Bay, but Baltimore beat them. I think it's about right. This is a top 10 football team. I think the reality is this, you know, when you look overall at this team, are they going to be better than anyone they face in the playoffs on paper? Probably not.
But those people better bring that heart with them.
That's absolutely right. Because they're going to have a chance because they got the quarterback and the way that they've been able to be coached up and play and the game plans they put together. They're going to have a shot against anybody, even if the other team is more talented. So I think it's about right where they're at. And frankly, you know, I don't
know what talent does. Talent gets you ahead of teams analytically. And then when you play the game, you still got to play.
V-Mitch is taking it on the analytics nerds today. But I think when you look at, you know, where this team has gotten to, you know, I don't want to do this too early because I feel like this is something we can have this discussion, you know, late January if they've been knocked out or even in into February if they have a nice playoff run. But would you have thought we're coming on Christmas tomorrow and they'd be in the top 10 in the power rankings?
No. I wouldn't have thought. Well, I actually said 9-8, 10-7. That was my goal. I mean, my prediction at the beginning of the year.
Well, and after we heard the 2-2 thing, we all wanted 11-6 at minimum.
Because I thought it was going to be 10-7, I put the 11 and said 2-2. And I think every person I know in this town is cheering for the 2-2.
Absolutely we are. And we promise, B-Mitch, it's all about the football team.
y'all just want to embarrass the hell out of me. But you know what? I love this team so much. I don't care about being embarrassed. I won't be embarrassed. You know what? I laugh along with this stuff.
Absolutely.
Who cares? Listen.
And it's just.
I'll get me a nice little margarita or something. No, I'm going to go to Hurricane and I'm going to just walk with my tutu.
It's been just such a special season for them to be where they're at. You look at some of the other teams, notables. You got the Chargers at 11, the Rams at 12, the Broncos, they're at 13. The team you're going to face this upcoming week, Atlanta. I want to talk a little bit about them in our next segment, but they rank 14th. Curious, you know, how good or do you think the Penix move improves them? I don't know that it does.
Well, I would say this. The one thing that people that like Kirk don't like to say about Kirk is not going to do the risky passes, which makes you a great quarterback when you complete them.
Correct.
He's going to err on the side of caution. And when you lose arm strength, you can't drive off your back leg, which mess up your arm strength.
Yeah.
And you won't take those chances. Now you're a sitting duck. I think Penix helps because he has a more lively
big time
and stronger arm. And then on top of it, they've figured it out like this. Look, we already signed a deal, but we're not giving them any extra money. They are thinking about releasing him because they got a $10 million bonus coming up. So he's going to get that 100, but he won't be getting 110, 115.
Yeah, and I think to your point, if Kirk is going to play conservative, he's still turning the ball over. Like you can't play conservative and turn the ball over.
That is because his arm strength is not what it used to be.
It's true.
I'm going to tell you, when I watched him play here in Washington against Green Bay, it was windy as hell. He carved, he threw that ball through the wind better than Aaron Rodgers did.
That game was incredible.
Yeah.
42-24.
He's not that
Sunday
anymore.
Night game. He's not. He's
no,
not.
And not that.
I mean, it's the injuries and whatnot. We'll talk more about the Falcons. Are you worried at all about the Falcons on Sunday? We'll give you our thoughts next. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.